Proclamation number 4127 of 21st of September, 1947. Cross. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take up your cross and follow me, and I will walk beside you and help you carry it. For my love will not let you suffer where it can take away your suffering without harming your soul. But if the cross weighs you down, then know that this is necessary for your soul's maturity. And bear in mind that I know about your spiritual adversity and try to remedy it first, for the soul is in greater danger than the body when the hour of death has come. Consider that all adversity will end with the end of this earth and that this end is not far away. And therefore try to shape yourselves such that your stay in spheres of light will be assured, that you will gladly give up your earthly body and exchange it for a life in the beyond in complete freedom, if you have passed the test of will on earth. And this life will compensate you for everything you have suffered on earth, and you will never desire this earth again. And the more suffering weighs you down, the sooner you will have to be allowed to give up earthly life and yet be purified for the spiritual kingdom. And you will thank me eternally that I let you suffer for your own sake. Nevertheless, I give you comfort that your suffering can be averted through heartfelt prayer to me, that I will take it away from you if you trustingly come to the Father like children. Then I will lovingly take care of you and carry the cross for you, i.e., I will find a solution which is equal to a reduction of the hardship. I lighten your cross so that it no longer weighs so heavily on you, and you will be able to carry it because you draw the strength for it from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I myself gave you this word. Do you want to doubt its truth? Therefore always believe that every cross is bearable for you if only you carry every burden with your eyes turned towards me, and if it seems heavy to you, consider it a sign of my love for you. For I want to make my kingdom accessible to those I let suffer without guilt already on earth, because I know about their direction of will, about their activity of love on earth and about their state of soul, which I want to elevate. And therefore patiently accept all suffering. It is only imposed on you for your own good, and you will never reach your aim in the same time if you are spared suffering. If you are not burdened with a cross, if earthly life gives you fulfillment of all your wishes and much more. And if you know of my word that it is a sign of my great love for you, if you get into earthly adversity which almost makes you despair of life, then do not complain and grumble but surrender to your fate and think that your Father in heaven truly does not burden his children with suffering if it would not bear far greater blessings for your soul, the maturing of which is the aim of every human being on earth. Amen.